Another year has gone by without India getting a firm hold over how to regulate cryptocurrencies. The divide between the government and the Reserve Bank of India remains. The RBI is concerned that cryptocurrencies pose financial risks to the country's macroeconomic stability. The government, however, is reportedly looking at a more accommodative approach, rather than a ban on all private cryptocurrencies. We don't know yet what's inside the proposed bill to regulate cryptocurrencies. But Indian crypto exchanges have revealed the questions they are being asked by the government. Broadly, the conversation over how to regulate crypto is around these queries. Which is the best authority to regulate crypto? SEBI, RBI, or even the International Financial Services Authority in Gujarat's GIFT City? What are crypto assets? How can crypto exchanges, both domestic and foreign, be registered in India? How to tax crypto transactions? How will exchanges be allowed to list new cryptocurrencies? Do cross-border cryptocurrency transactions violate Foreign Exchange Management Act rules? Several solutions have been proposed. Under the FEMA Act, the Liberalized Remittance Scheme or LRS allows for outward remittance worth $250,000 per Indian per year. However, there is the concern that since cryptocurrencies help users transact anonymously, it would be impossible for the government to check the quantum of inter-country cash flows. This could cause disturbance in the country's current account deficit and forex reserves. For this, Policy 4.0, a crypto and blockchain-focused think tank, has proposed the India Wallet. This will be a KYC-compliant wallet that will have to be integrated by all domestic and foreign crypto exchanges to offer trading services to Indian users. It would help regulators distinguish between domestic and cross-border transactions. Balaji Srinivasan, angel investor and former CTO at Coinbase, suggests that India treat crypto as foreign assets under its FEMA rules. RBI could use FEMA to regulate crypto exchanges as authorized persons per the Act, thereby permitting them to deal in foreign currency. Most developed countries, including Australia, Canada, Japan, South Korea, the EU, and the US, have brought crypto asset business activity within their anti-money laundering regimes. Such an approach has also been recommended by the Financial Action Task Force. Now, despite the regulatory uncertainty, crypto has flourished in India, with more and more users turning to these new-age investment instruments. Even before trying their hand at the stock market, there are 15 to 20 million crypto investors in India, with total crypto holdings worth $5.33 billion. Indian crypto exchanges such as WazirX at 10 million and CoinSwitch Kuber at 11 million have more registered users than Zerodha, the country's largest stockbroker, at around 7 million. We reached out to crypto exchange ZepPay to understand how, despite the regulatory uncertainty, the Indian crypto ecosystem has matured this year.
Even if after like recent price drop, last 1 year, the Bitcoin price has gone up by 70%. And this time last year, we were at around $30,000, $29,000 in terms of Bitcoin price. Institutional investors have come, which is, I think, have gained momentum in 2021. What we are discussing with the government and the news which we are getting or indications which we are getting is that the government is also looking at in terms of regulating crypto in a way which ensures that we are able to harness the positive potential. At the same time, limit the scope for any negative or unwarranted use case. Maybe there is a case for some independent agency, which basically takes experience and people from both RBI and SEBI, because crypto is still an evolving kind of technology. Okay, so the way you had in, let's say, telecom, TRAI was there, was instituted. So that, in our view, may be the preferred approach. But at the end of the day, whether it's SEBI, RBI, or GIFT City, I think at least it will be the first step in the right direction.
It is important to realize that the conversation over crypto regulation isn't limited to cryptocurrency. There's an ecosystem of non-fungible tokens, metaverse, and Web 3.0 that is leveraging blockchain technology and crypto as a mode of payment. If the Indian government takes any decision on crypto regulation, it will have to factor in these newer use cases of blockchain and crypto as well.
For more news, views, and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. Also, follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.